This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Planning for today's inauguration here in Washington has been in the works for a long time.
President Bush goes forward for his remarks. Inaugural address complete. Continuing on.
Inauguration workers and a military band practiced final run-throughs last weekend in the bitter cold. Today's events have been crafted to mix pomp and politics to create momentum for a second term. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
The presidential inaugural will be seen live by about 100,000 spectators and a worldwide television audience. It's a big opportunity for political symbolism and code. The inauguration amounts to the first chance in the second term for President Bush to get his message out. Mike Deaver was deputy chief of staff to President Reagan and the mastermind of that administration's second inauguration.
The impressions that you want to give are, I believe, more subtle than support us to change Social Security, support us to do something about health care.
The message the president is trying to get across is that he is commander-in-chief of a nation at war, both against terror and in Iraq. An image and theme that got him reelected, according to polls. The leader of a nation at war theme is also reflected in the barricades that line the city and the fortress-like security protecting this inaugural celebration. So it is with careful planning that the inaugural committee is highlighting the American military in almost every aspect of every event. Tracy Schmidt is spokeswoman for the committee.
The theme of this entire week has been celebrating freedom and honoring service. It was really a presidential directive that this week really reflects the gratitude we have for the men and women in the armed services. So this is not only about the swearing in of a president, not only about the peaceful transfer of power, but about the military and really paying tribute to them.
Michael Deaver says President Kennedy's 1961 inauguration is the model for all that have come since. One key was Kennedy's inaugural speech. It included the memorable line, "Ask what you can do for your country."
There was an impression that America was young again, that America could reach for the stars. That was his message, even if he'd never said anything. Too many times, inaugurals are over with and forgotten. The inaugurals that have been helpful to administrations are those where the president has reminded his staff what the commitments were.
Few presidents since Kennedy have mastered the form of inaugurations, especially second-term inaugurals, where the speeches are more often plodding than inspiring. Today's ceremonies will determine how well President Bush has fared with his second chance at inauguration.
I think they have done a pretty good job of making this representative and an impression of not only what Bush has been, but what Bush wants to be.
This inaugural is distinctive for well-organized protests over U.S. war policy staged throughout the city, even if they are forced to keep their distance because of the intense security. And a second distinction is the $40 million price tag for the inauguration. Debate over those two issues could cloud the president's commander-in-chief image. Mike Deaver.
The important part of addressing those two issues should come in the inaugural address itself, because that's where the real tone is set, and we're going to have to wait and see about that.
Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.